community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Okay, here in Brentwood on a Thursday evening, and I'm at the charity networking event in aid of Haven Hospice, which has been organised by the Brentwood Orthodontic and Implant Centre. And I'm delighted to be joined by Nikhil Shah. Hello, Nikhil.
Hello, good evening.
Hello. Now, tell me a little bit about yourself and the centre to start with.
I'm a specialist dentist. We have a specialist dental practice in the heart of Brentwood. We've been established here for 13 years, and we provide specialist care in orthodontics, dental implants, oral surgery, and children's dentistry.
Okay, so, and you're here in, we're in Ingrave Road, just opposite Brentwood School at the moment. That's your base of operations.
That's right, we're in a beautiful Georgian building, which we moved here a few years ago. And we're here today to support Haven House Hospice in the charitable works that they do.
Okay, now we've just escaped the crowds downstairs. There's already quite a lot of people here. So is this the first time that you've done a business networking event here?
Yes, this is the first time. And it seems to be going very well. We're very excited about it. And we look forward to it being a success.
Okay, now why is it that you're doing it with Haven Hospice? Do you have a connection going back with the charity?
Well, essentially, our patient base is children. 60% of our patients are children, 40% are adults. And so we've always had an affiliation towards children's charities. And Haven House's work is well known in the area. It's a local charity. And so we have partnered up with them. That's why we wanted to do the event, to support the good work that they do.
Okay. Now, tonight is a fundraiser as well as an opportunity for businesses to talk to each other, and you've managed to get a few donations from local businesses as well to support it.
Yes, we're very grateful. Local businesses have really been very, very supportive and very generous, and provided some very nice gifts to help us raise money and awareness for Haven House.
Okay, that's great. Now, obviously, we're talking after the event, so this is going out on air after the event, so people won't be able to hear this and come down tonight. But are you planning to hold any more of these?
I think we'll probably be doing the same thing next year for Haven House. This is my feeling. I think it is a success already, and we'd like to carry on. We are one of their 365 partners, so we've already helped with donations and such forth with Haven House, and we want to carry on our relationship with them. With all the good work that they do.
That's great. So if anybody's interested in taking part in the next one, what do they need to keep an eye on? Do you have a Facebook or a Twitter or a website that they can follow?
Yes, we do. We have a Facebook and Twitter accounts. And so we will be posting what we do here today. We've also been in touch with Essex Business Forum and Brentwood Chamber of Commerce. And through their affiliations, we've been able to contact local business people.
And we'll be mentioning it on Phoenix FM too. So, Nikhil, thanks very much. We look forward to the next one.
Thank you very much.
Phoenix FM.
I'm now joined by Kate Donoghue, who is a community and events fundraiser at Haven House. Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Hello. Now, tell us a little bit about what you do on a day-to-day basis.
So, as you said, I'm a community and events fundraiser. So a lot of the work that I do is going out into the community and trying to get people to support Haven House. Mainly, I work with local businesses, which is why I'm here tonight, looking at ways that they can support us and hopefully choosing us as their chosen charity for the year.
Now, we saw a little presentation on video and it was extremely moving, and I think a lot of people sort of had a lump in their throat when they were watching it. So just explain a little bit about the work that Haven House does.
So Haven House supports children and young people from birth to 19 years with life-limiting conditions. Ultimately, this means that they're unlikely to live past their teenagers. So Haven House provides support to the whole family, not just the child. So we provide things like counselling, parent coffee mornings, a sibling support group. We just look at all the different ways that we can support the family through the most difficult circumstances imaginable.
Okay, and you're always looking for new ideas, because tonight we're at a business networking meeting, and here you are with hopefully a couple of full buckets as well with the raffle money.
Absolutely, there's so many new ways that people come up with to support us. Networking events are great. It gives me the opportunity to meet other local businesses who will hopefully go on to support us, and also I'm running a raffle tonight And everyone's been so generous with loads of notes going in the bucket. So, yeah, we're going to go away with some really good fundraising.
Now, if anybody wants to know a little bit more about Haven House and the work they do, how can they find out?
If they go to havenhouse.org.uk, then they can read all about the work that we do. Or our Twitter handle is havenhouseCH.
Okay, thanks very much, and good luck tonight.
Thank you so much, Paul.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.